Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Forged 20 podcast. I am your host and game master of Tales of Lodrianth, Zach Coldiron. Before we get started with today's recap, I would like to give a special shout-out to Art of Morningstar. If you guys need tattoos, commissioned art, or anything related to that, please reach out to my friend David. He's done a fantastic job on the tattoos I've gotten from him, my brother's gotten from him. I've heard nothing but positive reviews from all of his clients. Please follow him on Instagram and Facebook at Art of Morningstar. Now, last time on Tales of Lodrianth, the party reemerged from the Temple of the Unknown God, where they were faced with a battalion of undead goblins, and leading this undead goblin horde was a Mind Flayer Lich who goes by the name of Al. He informed the party that the Mind Flayers in each of their secret bases, on a map that he left for them by the riverside at the start of the campaign, is a map of where they are hoarding Arcanium, a powerful magical ore-like substance that is used for unknown purposes. Al proposes that they bring back some Arcanium to him from the Mind Flayer so that he can break something called the Divine Veil, something preventing, you know, travel between other planes, other realms. And as they had a very interesting reaction with Al, not in Al's favor, unfortunately, the party decides in fear to just keep moving along. But with this information in tow, we'll help them guide where they would like to go next.
So you guys are headed back to Ravenmoor?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We'll skip the travel. Just say you guys get to Ravenmoor. We'll say it takes about a day to travel back. You guys get a full long rest, fully rested. As you guys return to town, it is midday, I would say. Like I said previously about this town, this is a recently constructed town. The only thing that's completed in construction is the church. Everything else is pretty much like still under construction, and people are kind of like housing in the church at this time. So, but most people are out and about right now. So where would you guys like to go?
Back to the inn, but before we get into town proper, I'm going to mask of many faces, change myself into the little old man. That's the only token I have currently directly on hand.
Yes.
But also, I'm going to, what would look like to everyone else, I reach into the folds of my clothes, and I'm going to pull out a little wood carving of a skull head with like intricate details on it, and I'm going to hold it in my hand. I'm going to look at Moros, and I'm going to go, still sounding like Chorus, which is the weird part coming out of the little man's body. Now, you said some things about Sarkat. It hurt his feelings. You know, you should apologize, because if not, he will try to strike us down eventually. You know, he still is a god.
Marcus so? Deadpan stares at him. Like, no expression, he's just deadpan staring at him.
Alright, that joke failed. I was gonna try to break the mood when you... thinking you were really just some pious man, went to apologize, and I'd be like, it's a fucking piece of wood, you dumbass, it ain't actually him. But, you know, I see it didn't work. You're a little smarter than I thought.
I don't think it had to do anything with intelligence.
I mean, the boy can't count higher than 7. I have to fuck with him sometimes.
That is well above average.
All right, it is. Okay, Lord, you know it's not. You know for a fact it's not.
In these realms it is, not where I'm from.
Barkeep, how high can you count?
Oh, me? Like, at least a million, at least.
She's in a dedicated,
all right,
career.
Okay,
I
apologize. I hate to interrupt your meal, y'all, but I need to just prove that our realm is not as fucking stupid as they think it is. How high can y'all count here?
You see, there's a, at this table, there's a two human men and a human woman all sitting together eating. The blonde human man looks up at you and raises an eyebrow. Well, I can say I can count quite high. And then the human male kind of thinks for a moment. Well, I can count to at least, well, 1,000, I guess. And you see the woman is kind of like stroking her hair, thinking for a moment. I don't know, like 15, I guess.
Oh, okay. You know what? Good. All right. It's higher than eight.
All I know is killing things like monsters and goblins.
You know what? Good for you. Here I'm gonna reach into the pouch on my hip, the bag of holding. I'm gonna pull it out. I'm gonna hand her a book, and it's just a little notebook that has the numbers 1 through 100. Go ahead and read this a few times. It'll help you out.
All right. She takes the book. 1, 2.
I'm gonna walk back to the table. I'm sorry, Morris. I'm gonna have to make you a new book. That made me really sad.
4. All right. Let's skip to 14. 15.
I understand why she can't count that.
1 and a swirly 6. 1 and a 7. Is that right?
Boys, you might want to help her. You might want to help her.
They kind of all face palm.
She's speaking of.
I grab another book out of the bag and I start writing. 1, 2. All right, Moros. This is for you. You know, we made it to 8 recently. We're gonna make it to 10 by the end of the month. I promise you.
Impossible.
I think I know how to fix Moros.
Does it involve some kind of magical brain transplant?
No, something more mundane.
Are we sending him to school? I don't have the money to afford to send this boy to school now.
No. Something much, 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 much more mundane.
Oh, all right.
I've heard of this thing where people hit their heads and they speak like different languages and all sorts of stuff. Maybe we could hit Morris hard enough and he'll be able to count every number.
If I wasn't afraid he would turn my bones to dust, I would take you up on the offer.
Morris, would you be willing?
Not unless you go first and I get to deal the first blow.
Well, that's unfortunate because my level of schooling was... I never went to school, but I did grow up in the slums.
Wait, didn't that mean you didn't learn shit? Besides, like, how to survive?
Where I grew up is a little different. If you weren't smart, well, you were just a minion. And no, not the little yellow guys.
I'm sorry, what? Is that a rip? Is there something I missed in the few hundred years I was conked out?
He's talking about the Eastern Badland Kobold, the golden in the sun.
What?
People like to call them minions.
Because they're cannon fodder.
See, when I was, you know, still alive and a strapping, you know, middle-aged man, we had just kind of broke in the Badlands. So none of this is, like, all this is brand new to me. There's like little golden kobolds there that just what they just use them as fucking.
I was making that like up, you fucking idiot.
Oh well, that's
how does
see,
that feel? How does that
that's
feel?
Mean.
That's you know, how at you least wanted I'd, me to feel earlier. That's how I would have felt.
It's true. At least I had a tangible thing for you. Now I I see how I was making a few, and I apologize for that.
Morals nods. I accept your apology. It would have been a funny joke, though.
That was all.
Let me get you a drink, Moros, and I walk to the bar. Give me a cup of ale, please.
Oh, of course. You see, she pulls on a little device that activates the ale flowing in, puts it on the table. Well, here you go. That'll be a copper piece.
All right, I put a copper piece on the table.
Why, thank you. You're so kind.
You wouldn't happen to have any koozies, would you? Something so we don't get, the table all rotted and stuff.
Oh my god, I am so glad you asked. Alright, look, I've been trying to make a little extra money on the side, but I'm selling these koozies right here. Right here. You can keep them forever. For one copper piece. Now, you can see here, this has our name on here. Glimmix Rest. If you buy this, it will help us get our name out there. And maybe we'll get some more business, and maybe Ravenmoor will be a growing and thriving town.
Fuck it, why not? Alright, here's another copper.
Oh, you're such a sweet man. Thank you so much.
You see, she tears up a little bit. Just on one eye. Takes the copper piece.
I slip it into the koozie and I walk back. She made me uncomfortable. Here's your drink.
The hell is that?
It's to stop the table from rotting from the condensation. It's just a courteous thing to ask for, but they're making custom ones for the customers to keep if, they give or to buy. Not customers.
Couldn't you just put like a piece of wood on the table?
I mean, you could, but they're letting you keep this, and this also stops your hands from getting cold if that's an issue for you. I don't know, it's soft to the touch. I mean, it's just a fucking thing people use. I don't know. I don't know what more to tell you.
What a waste of money.
I mean, it was a copper piece. It wasn't fucking like it. It wasn't for much.
Something I'll say.
There's your drink.
He downs it.
Roll me a constitution save.
I'm
11.
All right. Yeah, you're fine. It's the first drink. You're good.
Yeah.
How good. How many of those you think you could have?
Morris looks at him and he squints. And he looks down at the drink. What's higher than 8?
All right. I'll be back. I walk to the bar. I lean forward. I whisper. Give me the strongest drink you have.
All right, fair enough. You see, she walks over to another barrel, pulls on the lever. Out comes this, like, it's a thin black liquid, and it's bubbling at the top. She slides it your way. Now, be careful. This is about. She looks to the left, looks to the right. I make this stuff on the side. It's a copper piece.
I'm right there with you.
But it's 80% ABV.
I reach into my bag, and I pull out the liquor I carry around is the mind prospector, and I pour some more in there. I'm right there with you. And I mix the drink up a bit with my pinky, and I put 2 silver on the table. Take it back.
She cries
here
again.
Here you go, Moros. Big tip. This is their house special.
Why are you trying to roofie me?
What's a roofie?
What?
Morris just looks at him. I'm kidding. And he looks at the drink.
What does that word mean?
I don't know.
Are you making up shit again? Are you just making up common
Didn't
again?
Didn't I tell you to stop making up animals, boy?
Alright, well,
it's
have
not
you fucking
a big
drink.
Animal. I'm telling you, a walrus is a real thing. All right, Morris downs it.
All right, Constitution save.
It tastes like black licorice too.
This is strong shit, Morris. Strong shit. That is a failure. You are inebriated. You have advantage on any charisma checks, and saving throws, but you have disadvantage on strength and dexterity saving throws and checks.
Very well.
For the next, we'll say 4 hours.
Morris is just kind of, you see him, he's got kind of like a, his eyes are half open, half closed, and he's just kind of like leaning back and forward a little bit every so often.
Oh my god, I can't believe he actually got it down. I'm going to be real, you know, when she told me it was fucking, when it was 80 proof, I thought, you know, you would spit that shit back up. But, you know, you have earned my respect.
What's the number 80?
It's like 8, but if you had 10 of them.
What's 10?
It's the number that's too high or more than 8.
What's...
Nope, don't. You know what? You're gonna hurt your pretty little brain. Don't worry about it.
My brain is smooth. Thoughts flow off.
Alright. Well,
just slip right off.
You know what? I think now is a perfect time to go see the priestess.
Before that, would you like to arm wrestle?
You know what?
Horace, are you going to answer him?
I think Morris would love to arm wrestle.
Alright, Morris. You better be careful, Morris. I have the strength of 30 toddlers.
30? Is that a lot?
Well, it's less than 80.
It's less than 8?
80. Remember the 10 eights that I told you about?
10.
It's less than that. Be careful. Don't... If you think he's gonna snap your wrist, just give in to him.
What is it? What check is it, Zach?
For...
Arm wrestling is athletics. Oh,
it's gonna be a strength-based check, so you'd have disadvantage.
Yeah, but is it just a strength saving throw or strength what?
Athletics check.
Athletics, okay. Yep.
Alright.
As you all gear up for some arm wrestling.
Oh, I rolled a 1.
Oh no.
I'll let y'all describe how this happens.
So, he just goes and grabs Moros's arm. We like a lot. Kind of look. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He's a little inebriated.
Moros has the hands over grabbed. All right.
He's ready.
Go. And I let their hands go.
Whack.
Crunch.
Moros's arm goes limp on the table. Moros falls off the counter. Of whatever seat they're on. His only thing on the counter is leaning on the ground. Did I win?
You did great. You did great. Let's go see the priestess. Let's go see the pretty priestess now, alright?
Let us be on our way.
Slowly tries to get up. And let us be a lesson to the rest of you. He points her out to everybody.
This is a really weird image, by the way, because he's got his arm about 4 feet above the head above the little gnome, looking like it's wrapped around something, but nobody else can see it. So it just looks like he's just got his arm held up like he's gonna punch someone.
And let that be a lesson to the rest of you.
Alright, yes.
He throws them out and he like tumbles onto it. Like the stairs that are in the way on the way out, he walks into him. When he bumps into the chairs, you see him. He turns around and goes, "Did you see that thing? It came right out at me."
Of course, looks back. It's his first time drinking. It's just a chair. You're okay. Let's go.
See him like reach for a sword for a second.
Oh.
He turns his back and then looks back again, and then he walks back out.
As you all are approaching to leave, you see a woman clad in dark black cloaks approach you with pale skin and long black hair. It is the priestess. And she was just resting in the tavern by the fireplace as she saw you all in, well, at least Moros' drunken stupor walking out, not very quietly, and comes up and approaches you.
Ah, you've returned with a new friend? Why is your arm up in the air like that?
Let's go out.
Whose arm? Up in the air like what?
Let's go back to your temple, to your secret room, and we can talk about what the bull man told you last time.
That's not your voice.
Yeah, why'd your voice change, old man?
Listen, I'm not in the mood to be doing it right now. Let's just go back to the tavern. I'll do the fucking voice one time on the way back, and that's what you get.
He's the bull man, he says to the lady. He's the bull man. He laughs.
I kind of
isn't that just silly? He just laughs as he kind of like walks out towards the door.
It is quite silly.
I'll do it for you.
All right. Well, come with me then.
Go on. I want to hear your impression of it.
I don't remember how it sounds, so I'm going to do it in my own way. Oh, well!
I mean, it wasn't that far off, but, you know, it's
more about... I'm an old man, and I'm going to go outside.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You know, you didn't sound too far off now. Yeah. You're pretty close.
I prefer my old man voice. Yours is... different.
Yeah, I mean, yes, he is a different crazy old man. Now let's head on back to her secret sex dungeon and let's go.
Okay,
my secret
what?
Don't worry about it. I'm sorry. I had a little bit of the drink as well. So
don't pay us any mind.
You have a secret sex dungeon?
No, I don't have a secret sex dungeon.
I was asking Chorus.
Wait, what? How inebriated are you all?
I'm perfectly sober. I just, you know, sometimes the words flow to my lips and I can't stop them from coming out.
If I had to put it on a scale of 1 to 80, I'd say at least 8. And that's a pretty high number.
8's the highest you can count.
You know what? That's besides the point.
That's a big number.
As you guys enter the temple, and she heads towards a wall where there is a skull that is in the background of a scale, and she places her hand on the skull, and it opens this door to her secret room. All right, come in.
And I'm gonna, as we get in, I'll drop the guys, and I go back to Naked Chorus.
Oh, so what happened to your armor? Jesus Christ, what has happened in the last couple of days when you've been gone?
These two broke it, but that's a story for a different time.
Right.
Well, we took care of the Whisper Woods. They don't exist anymore.
The woods are still there, the whispers gone.
Sorry, that was a really bad way to put it.
Interesting. Oh, well, what was causing the whispers?
I guess they're just now the woods now. It was something to do with that big-ass tree there and the lich that is buried underneath it.
So you confirmed there was indeed a lich there?
I mean, we saw its tomb, we did not go in and look at it, and we technically confirmed that there is a lich, yeah.
Well, what did it look like? What did the whole temple look like?
A fucking tree.
Dark.
I saw my dead wife and child. It was kind of traumatic.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, well, you know, so were the family of Allens, but...
What do you mean by that?
Well, we learned some fucked up shit about me, too.
And that would be...
I'm a murderous time bomb.
He made me forsake all my oaths. Morris kind of chuckled as he says it.
I was forced to eat a dead baby.
I was forced to kill the child.
She looks disgusted hearing all of this.
Yeah, well, I was too. Imagine being me, not able to control my actions, blowing up little baby Allens, and trying to murder my friends.
Tears start forming down my eyes. It tasted like chicken.
I mean, it was a bird. Them woods were fucked up.
And that's the fucked up part.
But, yes, I...
He has a fucking craving for it now. he wants to eat Alan whenever he sees it. It was the forbidden fruit. It's like the most exquisite delicacy.
Yeah.
He's now got a taste for it, and now he won't be stopped till he gets more.
I'm like a dog that's tasted blood for the first time.
But, on that really sad note, that's not the end of the bad news, because onto the murderous time bomb thing, the curse that keeps me, or brought me back to life, also is what's making me a murderous death machine whenever I, am not in control of my faculties.
He means when he's not conscious.
I mean, that is one of the ways, yeah.
So, did that happen before you went in the woods? Or was that something that happened during your time there?
So, it would have happened outside the woods too, apparently, but...
So this is something you're already dealing with. Is it what's causing you to be dead but alive at the same time?
Yeah, did old Sarky boy ever get back to you about the, you know... not murdering me thing?
No, but I did get an update from some sort of celestial being. It sent me a message that says he'll get back to me in about a business week or so.
God damn it, he's so busy. He's so backed up. I'm sorry. He's probably stuck dealing with the undead city.
Lots of
you people talking about sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut? No, sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not sauerkraut. That's like, never mind. That's food.
Yeah, sauerkraut is the god of justice and death.
Clearly, you all went absolutely mad going into this Whisperwood. Did you bring anything back that would suggest that you were indeed, like, physical evidence you found this ancient temple, perhaps?
I got a couple books from the temple talking about the unknown.
The unknown?
Yeah, the Lich who became a god.
Hand it over here. I would like to read it.
All right.
Takes it. Opens it. You see she gets a magnifying glass and try to, like, validate its age. By the Nine. This is something that's got to be from before the Calamity. I've never found such sacred knowledge like this before.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty wild. It was not a great place to be in all reality.
Oh, I would imagine not, and, well, I spoke to the Jarl, Sir Woodwalker. He actually told me to give you this if you ended up, you know, showing back up. He's actually on a business trip right now in the capital city, as she places a small pouch on the table that is filled to the brim with some sort of metal. You're unsure what's inside.
So, other news. There are mind flayers in the capital city.
In the capital city?
There's a big-ass fucking brain under there, too.
A brain?
Yeah, apparently it's called, what did he call it again?
An elder Usa, brain?
Usa something.
Uthak or some shit like that?
Uthak, yeah. Utharak, Uthak. Potato,
it was
potato.
An Uth and a Thak somewhere in there.
Well, that would mean that if he goes to the capital city, Sir Woodwalker would be in danger, no?
Potentially. I mean, Sir Woodwalker, for all I know, not really ever met the man, could be working for the Elder Brain as well, because apparently it's got people in really high power under its control.
You see her eyes widen at hearing this.
I mean, why did you think the fucking the blue flame were working against us?
I'm unsure of what their goals and aspirations were, but this is just... This is a lot to take in.
This... Oh, hold on to your ass, because it gets worse. There's another lich, too.
She just faints at this point, hearing this information. She just passes out.
You'll give her some of that funny drink, too.
I pull the flask out of my pouch. I walk over to her, and I put just a drop in her mouth. That should do it. She should be up and about. Look at my non-existent watch. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
She wakes up, breathing heavily.
Yeah, that shit would raise the dead.
Did you say a fucking lich?
It gets worse. It's a mind flayer lich. Don't fucking faint again. This shit's expensive.
She looks like she's about to pass out. She's like on the verge. And then she grabs her hair and she's like pulling it like she's clearly stressed the fuck out, finding that the mind flayers have a lich. They have powerful people.
Don't worry, he also is not friendly with them. With the other mind flayers.
Well, that...
He's not friendly either, though.
Yeah. He's not exactly our friend either, though, yeah.
I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss of words.
Oh, and apparently there's a veil over our world that keeps the mind flayers here. But also keeps other shit out. And all the gods here as well. So maybe the gods aren't originally from our world.
You see why I'm drinking this evening now, don't you?
Do you guys have any drink on you right now?
I do, but it's fucking expensive.
She looks at you. Could I please have just one more drop?
I hand her the flask. That'll be 5 gold.
She just hands $5 from the pool of donations that she gets.
God damn it, this is the fucking Sarkat. I can't take it, and I put it back. Fucking asshole.
I'll take it.
No. You ain't fucking robbing my patron saint.
Well, technically I'm not robbing him. That money gets reinvested into the church and the overall sect of Sarkat, and helps with upkeep operations, etc.
Wait, you've not been using this gold as sacrifice?
Wait, we're supposed to do that?
I take a handful out of it, and I throw it in the fire. God damn it, no wonder he's been so fucking pissed off lately.
I also like sex and sauerkraut.
This one's not drunk, by the way. This is just how he is.
I'm normally an asshole.
I'm usually stoic and serious, but you know, some things have resurfaced and my mind is no longer there.
That's concerning, and we will talk about that at your earliest convenience and whenever you feel comfortable.
I like that. He asked for consent, in a way.
You know what? I appreciate how open-minded you are. Maybe I should consider...
Shut up, woman. Okay. I'm sorry, that was mean.
Whoa.
You're a cunt.
We don't say that here.
Listen, I saw the moment for it, and my brain couldn't help it. Remember how I said earlier about the sometimes words just come out, and I can't stop them? That was one of those moments.
I was actually going to say something nice about undead. But you know what? I take that back. You're an asshole.
Okay, we both know you're lying.
You should have heard the things I said earlier, then.
Oh, you hate the undead, too? Then why are you traveling with one?
No, he meant
about
you.
Well, actually, that's what I meant by forsake all my oaths and tenets and principles. Amongst other things that you just heard about.
You see, morals is in constant conflict.
Cool.
between morality and his oaths.
More like the fate of the realm and morality in my oaths, but yes.
See, he wanted to kill me, but then I came back to life again.
I mean, you're still technically dead.
I mean, I'm alive, I'm just not skinned.
What'd you say to me, boy?
I said skinned, you heard me.
He is undead. You're still technically dead.
I mean, but I have a life. I live and lead.
You lead a facade.
That hurts my soul.
Well, I mean, it's because you're dead.
You know what? That is fair. I do, you know, wear a mask, and I shift into the form with a mask. I don't know why I turned into the little old man. I keep forgetting I can just make my clothes.
You know, I completely forgot why we're here talking to this priestess.
To get our reward for the whole Whisperwood bullshit.
Yes. We have taken care of your requests. Now, give us what is owed.
She points to the bag she placed on the table.
That was from the Jarl or Earl or whatever the fuck he is. It's a nobility. All right, what's in the bag?
1,000 platinum pieces.
Oh my god!
How are we going to
is
split
that
this?
A lot more than 8.
All right, there are 3 of us. Hold on.
I know that number. 3. And he holds up 3 fingers. Morrow's head is just constantly like a lulled state where it's like rolling in a circle.
Morrow's, can you receive money?
Morrow's looks at him. Only is enough to take me on the next journey or mission.
I split it into 400 and I give it to both of them and I take 200 for myself.
At least 8 is mine, he says.
So they both get 400 platinum, I get 200.
Morris looks at the 400. Is this 8?
It's a lot more than 8, buddy.
He nods. I will count it in the morning.
All right, so. Can I see your map real quick, Morris, by the way?
Morris goes, map.
The thing with the pictures of the lands.
Yes, I have the map. I was thinking if I still had it. I didn't remember if I had it or not. Here you go. And he just kind of slaps it into his chest.
All right. Thank you. Hand goes through my fucking ribcage.
Why did you give him alcohol?
You know what? I thought it'd be funny, and now I'm regretting it.
It was irresponsible of you.
I forget you are like 16. While legal drinking age, it is still very young.
I'm older than that.
Are you?
I think 17.
Do you actually know that?
You see him kind of like look. How old am I?
I mean, we have established recently that the highest number you can count to is 8.
Out of character for a moment. Hunter knows how old Morris Owen Moore is.
Yes.
He's 18. In character, Morris Owen Moore cannot count past 8, and therefore, he thinks he's 8. Or bigger than 8. He'll just go bigger than 8. So,
more than 8.
Morris is going to look at you in this moment. I'm bigger than 8.
Fair enough. All right.
Well, or I'm the biggest 8-year-old you've ever seen.
I'm gonna clear out a bit on the table, and I'm gonna spread the map out.
I'm sorry.
Why does your map do this, Moros? Moros, you thought the chair was a mimic. Why is your map moaning, brother? You're carrying a mimic right here.
Sorry, that was me.
Alright, and I now look at the map with the new markings on it.
Yes.
Bring out Echo.
So, on each... Oh. If you guys look at the main map, you'll see that the craters will represent where the sigils aligned with that was left for you by Al. And then the biggest one is that on the capital city of Elia on the west coast of the continent.
All right. This is every Mind Flayer nest that we know about.
Yes. So,
where do we want to go from here?
Which one is the closest?
Well, I think that'd be the one that we came from. We didn't actually do anything about. Like, we investigated a little bit. But then we were like, we were like, well, we found Echo. We gotta get the fuck out of here. We're in a little over our heads. So, question now. You know, you mentioned earlier how the largest vein of Arcanium is from where you are from, right?
Yes.
Alright. If they really want this stuff, must mean it's pretty fucking powerful, right?
Yes.
So... how difficult would it be to get to where you're from?
Pretty difficult.
Pretty difficult. Is it expensive difficult, or just, like, they don't allow in outsiders difficult?
Semi closed off. In a way. They have a different way of identification, is all I'm saying.
Gotcha. All right.
Which means, I mean, so then, there is a place that we could go. But getting to...
So our best bet is just finding a connective dealer who could source us with some Arcanium.
I mean, we could technically find someone to smuggle us in, find people to, you know, make us papers.
I say this because I think it'd be a good idea. This stuff is strong and powerful to outfit ourselves with some kind of enhancements using these.
How would we go about that?
Whether it be our armor, our weapons.
Really know a way to...
I mean, that's why I thought if it's abundant in your homeland, there would be somebody there who knew how to craft and work this thing, stuff into weapons and armor. But if it's...
I say abundant, but I mean it's controlled by the council.
So it's a almost impossibility then for that.
Kind of not.
All right. So then, possible plan B would be find somebody who could get us about. About the size of a grapefruit.
Let's say that's just going to be very expensive, and the money we do have is not enough.
And steal it from him.
Yeah, that could work.
Because I can't make any benefit from it. I'm sure there's some way that you all could find to inlay it with your weapons to enhance them. So,
possibility.
If it's Does it have any, like, special properties, or is it just really fucking strong?
It's very, very conductive of magical energies.
You said, is it, like, anti-mage, or is it, like, four mages?
Either or. Depends on how you use it.
Interesting.
But the reason why I'm saying certain things is, and why I'm so unsure is because we would have to find someone who can work with it. And since it's controlled,
it would be very difficult to find, very expensive. Because I'm feeling better about our current predicament. You know, I'm definitely stronger than when we last, you know, when we started this journey. However, I don't know about taking on a nest of these alien squid men.
Yeah, me neither. To be quite frank, I'm unsure if the us of now are even capable of doing such a thing.
We do have another option for a bit of a power boost, if we could say so.
And what would that entail?
Well, first I would need our old priestess friend here to use a lesser restoration on our friend Moros, so he's sober for this, so I don't feel like I'm taking advantage of him.
She shrugs her shoulder and casts lesser restoration on Moros.
Moros kind of stiffens up, and his face turns from like a slight smile to it to back to being like kind of grim and stoic, similar to Lloyd's, but a little bit more angry and douchey looking. And he just kind of looks over at Chorus. Why would you do that?
I mean, in my defense, I did just buy it for you, watch you down a whole thing of ale. I thought you could handle your liquor. I'm sorry. I now know I was wrong. All right. The reason I had you sobered up is because what I'm going to propose could potentially make you want to murder me.
Wallace looks at him. You see him close his eyes very slowly.
I'm going to take about 5 really big steps back.
A wise choice.
Now, there is a place we could go where we would have guaranteed allies. People who are fairly strong and extremely trustworthy.
Why
the downside
are you the way
being
that you are?
That they're undead.
Why are you the way that you are?
Well, I'm Why? The way that I am because a murderous god decided it'd be a fun little prank to give me fucking 2 cursed blades that would make me murder my entire family.
It was a rhetorical question, Chorus.
Well, I gave you a rhetorical answer.
You want me to go with you to the land of the dead?
It's more like a city, but none of these people. Now, okay. Let me preface
a
it with this.
A city of undead, you say? Is this some sort of catacomb beneath the ground?
No, what? No, it's a bustling city above the land. Come on now.
Morris,
these are
him.
Not.
You seriously these, want me to go here?
Okay, these are innocents. These are people who either had their freedom stolen from them and forced into undeadhood by a lich who then were lucky enough to, upon the slaying of the lich, not instantly dissolve and get a second chance at life, or those who were born with a disease such as vampirism and were cast aside from society. This isn't like a... Okay, there is one lich, but he's a good guy. He's not like a... He didn't become a lich. He just was a fucking fanatic of magic and wanted to study magic longer. He didn't actually do any, like, human sacrifices and stuff. He just took his soul out and put it in a phylactery. So he's a very weak lich, but... He's, like, obsessed with magic books and things like that. He's just a big fucking lovable nerd.
What's a nerd?
Okay, that might be slang from when I was alive still. It's basically somebody who just really likes to learn knowledge and fucking is a little goofy. But anyways.
So he's obsessed with
magic.
Magic.
Yes.
And he likes men.
What?
Goofy.
No. Goofy as in he's a little weird.
Oh, so
not
he's
like,
just
he's
weird.
Not like sexual. Yeah, he's not like sexually. Like, he's not a homosexual. He's just.
Oh, it's just a, it's just a weird term. Dude. Like, whoa, you're acting goofy. You know, you.
Okay. Yeah. But, you know, these are good people who were either abandoned by society, forced into servitude, and were lucky enough to survive it, or just lost a home, and they now take care of each other. These are not, they're not like the fucking undead goblins or the lich fucking mind flayer we saw.
And where is this place?
In the swamps.
What swamps?
Hold on, let me look at the map so I know the name of the fucking swamps. Where are the swamps? Am I blind?
No, they're on the west coast. The wilds.
Oh, we did give it a name.
That's what the name of the region is. We didn't give a name to the city yet.
Isn't that the one in the middle of the trees? That's the swamp, isn't it?
Nope. That's a different city.
Where the fuck is the swamp then?
Look, right next to the crater, there's a little thing emerging from the forest.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's not been discovered by many outsiders, so it's not marked on the map. So.
Gotcha. Okay. It is, it's a little, if we look at the map here, boom, it's due north of Erythos in the Alicorian Wilds. So it is a bit of a travel for us, but I can guarantee us.
Why would they help us?
Because I'm with y'all, and it's my city.
What?
It's my city. I under the guidance of Sarkar, I founded the city. And I've been traveling and sending wary undead on their way.
So are you like some type of like noble?
No, just like a friendly old man who points out for like a place for those who have been abandoned by society to stay. I'm not the only one. Now take it slow. They ain't heathens. They're good people. They were just, you know, you're kind of immediately an outcast upon being undead.
Makes sense.
So. But I mean, I can guarantee y'all, you'll probably be the first living folk to ever step foot there.
We could also be the last.
No. These are very kind and avoidance to violence. So, I mean, the goal of the city is to one day reintegrate with society and, you know, change the perception on undead as a whole to not be seen as monsters.
I mean, so far, most undead I've seen are quite monsters.
I mean, yes, but so are quite a many human I've met, too. Even back when I was alive.
Touché. Not much I could say against that. You're not wrong.
Evil is not a born behavior. It is a learned behavior. And we're doing our best to provide a safe place till eventually we can convince the world that extends to the undead as well.
So you're like a undead whisperer.
I mean, I guess I'm more like a god. So it was the duty given to me by Sarkat upon him waking me from my first fit.
And which death god is the one that cursed you?
I was not cursed by a god of death now. Hold on. I was cursed by a god of murder. Technically, he's not a god. Apparently, he's a demigod. He's not a full god. He's trying to become a god. He's like a lesser deity. Sarkat is the god of death and justice. He guides souls from the afterlife upon meeting their natural end. He guides them to the afterlife, and sometimes there are those who die unnatural deaths that cut them off from him.
Listen, I have
or
no
they are interrupted.
Care for the gods.
I mean, I don't blame you either.
You just told me I have not retained that information at all.
I kind of figured. Don't worry, he's a righteous god. He's one of the good ones.
All right. So, Morris, is this something you'd be down to do? Is go to this place and potentially seek out undead allies? Undead allies?
What? If not, it is completely good. I'm just putting it forward as an option because it kind of feels like we're out of them.
Moro shakes his head left to right. How many times are you going to expect me to put aside my principles for the sake of this quest, this journey, and whatever else is?
I mean, it is for the sake of the natural order of the world. You are saving the world. You're just getting the aid of undead to help you.
This is why I was getting your... I'm just putting forward opinions. And I'm not saying this is something we have to do. I'm not going to be, you know, upset if we decide not to do it. It's just a potential putting forward in case we need to do this and we don't have any other option. Hence why I got you all sobered up. I could have done this while you were drunk and you probably would have said, okay.
Alright, we fight fire with fire. We got all of the undead to fight all of the things. Mind flayers.
So what are my options here? I choose between Undeadville and what?
I don't know.
Because if I have no options, then we go to Undeadville.
That's why I'm just putting out options. That's why I got you sobered up so that we could discuss our options and figure out what we're going to do.
Well, this if we is have just the one money, of them. And if we have the means... We could technically go to Eden. Which will eventually lead us to Evlar.
It's just a potential. It is not a thing I am set on. Honestly, I don't, if I'm being quite real, I don't want to bring you all there. I don't think it's time for the city to be exposed. But I worry that if we delay any longer, the city won't exist to be exposed.
Well, what are the votes then? Let's take a vote on it. There's three of us. We will all vote on something at some point.
I'm not entirely sure. I'm just trying to play out options before we even put out a vote for anything.
I vote the Undead City.
One for Undead City.
I would prefer to do the FR to Eden, but if we do not have the funds, then...
I mean, we have the funds to get to Eden. We would just have to do a lot more. And gain a lot more in order to obviously get...
I would personally prefer to do that, then. I would personally... I mean, unless there's something there that you are like, that area is bad, is no-go, we cannot be there from something possibly in your past, then...
I mean... I could just wear a mask. I could wear a mask.
I could wear my mask.
I'll find a different mask.
I reached up to grab it and take it off. Oh, wait, no, I forgot. Y'all broke it. Never mind. That's actually my first order of business. I need to go get new armor. Priestess, is there a blacksmith of any repute in this town?
Let's slow down here. Before we run off and go into any blacksmiths or anything else. Let's figure out what we're doing right here first. If we're going to take a vote, we go and discuss where we're going. Let's figure that out. If not, we could do that stuff probably next session or something. But let's figure this out first. Because we're already here. So let's figure out the direction we're going.
My vote's for Eflar.
And we got to vote for Eden, so I got to vote.
Well,
Eflar, Eden, and Undeadville.
Well, they're both the same. Eden would get us to Eflar.
I'm sorry, Lloyd, but I have to agree with Chorus as much as I don't like to agree with him. I think it is best that we do what Chorus has recommended. Moments we go to Eflar, Eden, whatever that may be. I'm not too peachy keen on going to the land of the undead, unless you have some sort of discretion that you'd like to let be known about this.
Let me clear my throat real quick. Well, Eden isn't exactly as its name would suggest. It's quite the opposite.
You mentioned you grew up in the slums.
The entirety of Eden is the slums.
Perfect. All right.
Eden is actually an entire city.
I'm assuming it's for the lesser folk, and Eflar is probably for the richer.
Something of the sort.
All right, well,
Eden lays below Eflar. Eflar is a city on top of a mountain. Eden is a city within the mountains. And the Grand Lift is what connects them. No. Maybe.
Alright. So if we're going there, we are gonna have to get smuggled in, you said.
Oh, definitely.
Alright, then. We have the money to get there. We have an idea of what we gotta do. Now it's just needing to find somebody who can do it.
Well, there's a few specific people who operate at the base of the mountains. They're the ones who smuggle in goods from the outside.
Now, looking at the map, we'd have to charter a ship to get there.
Oh, yes.
Now, again...
Mars, have you ever been on a boat?
No. I have not.
I pray for you.
Thank you.
Just,
Is it a nightly thing?
Watch the horizon.
Well, if you tell him now, he might forget. Let's wait till we get...
Fair enough. You know what? You're right.
All right. Well, with that being said, you guys have decided where you guys are going to go next. You guys are going to be smuggled into the city of Eden, and that's where we will end tonight's session. So, I wanted to thank everybody who tuned in this evening. Make sure you follow our social media, our Facebook and Instagram at Forged20Podcast. Make sure to follow our artist, Draco Meister, on Instagram as well. He's been absolutely killing it. And follow Art of Morningstar as well. If you want tattoos or commissioned art done, go see my boy David as well. Other than that, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the Forged20Podcast. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of Tales of Lodrienth. Special shout-out to our current patrons, Melanie Droz, Hunter Gross, Anakin Gross, and Mel Cochialone. Thank you guys so much for supporting what we do. I appreciate your love, and I know the rest of the cast members do, too. So, until next time, take it easy.